This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In keeping with our theme of the week, that is numbers, here's one. 78. That's how many weeks Gillian Flynn's book, Gone Girl, has been on the New York Times bestseller list. Success like that in publishing is about a whole lot of things. Sales, obviously, staying power, and also the business of words. So that's what we're asking authors to do for us this week. Share the numbers they think about when they write, how they infuse the economic world around them into their storytelling. Here's Gillian Flynn.
For me, particularly with Gone Girl, I started writing it at the height of the recession. I had lost my magazine job at that time and was looking at all these industries that were shutting down. And as I set about trying to figure out who my characters were, I realized that one of them definitely was a magazine guy who had been laid off. And I knew I wanted them, the two main characters, Nick and Amy, to return to their little bankrupt town where everything else was also kind of shutting down. The town had been a destination place only because of this giant super mall. And I had been reading all these stories about the end of shopping malls at that time. And so I kind of had this idea, this image of this, the economy is represented by this giant, abandoned, almost haunted shopping mall in the middle of this dying little town. I wanted to explore what that meant to lose a job, what that meant to people of our age in their late 30s. You know, I had Nick and Amy laid off, two people who had always thought that their jobs would be very safe, and then to have that taken away from them and have to be forced to reinvent themselves a little bit, and what that meant to them and what that meant to their marriage. You know, for me, writing about the economic worry that Nick is going through in the book, that was taken straight from my own, you know, personal experience. I had studied journalism because, when I was in school in the 90s, that was a very safe way to write for a living. And there was always going to be newspapers and there was always going to be magazines. And none of us really saw the internet revolution coming to the extent of how it was going to affect us personally. You know, so Nick discusses in the book, you know, what that means to him to have prided himself on having worked to get to where he was and assume that he would be safe there. And you know, I certainly speak for myself when I was laid off and, you know, no one was hiring any sort of writers. There hadn't been no reinvention yet of what we would all do next. And I didn't have the next book contract. And, you know, I spent a lot of time thinking, you know, what else would I be good at? What do I do? So I translated, you know, a lot of those worries just straight onto Nick, and it really helped me find his character and the sort of panic and insecurity that he was working from.
Gillian Flynn about her book Gone Girl. Tell us what numbers rule your world, would you? You can tweet us at Marketplace.